In China, a new life-saving cell therapy has just been launched for a fraction of the global price. In India, a locally produced cancer treatment is showing 98% effectiveness, rivaling the best Western therapies, but at a dramatically lower cost. Is this the start of a seismic shift in the global biomanufacturing landscape? And what does it mean for U.S. and European leadership in advanced medicine? That's what we're tracking this week on Troy Technical Intelligence. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology that's reshaping industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we're diving deep into the world of cell and gene therapy. It's a sector moving at incredible speed, with the FDA on track to approve a record number of new treatments in 2026. But the real story isn't just the science, it's the manufacturing. We're seeing a fundamental shift away from personalized, handcrafted medicines towards an industrialized, off-the-shelf model. Troy, this feels like a genuine inflection point.
It is, Susie. The technology to mass-produce living medicines is maturing, and it's creating a new global competitive dynamic. Today, we'll cover the rise of these off-the-shelf therapies, the next frontier of editing genes directly inside the body, and the emerging competitive threat from Asia that Western executives cannot afford to ignore.
Let's start with this concept of off-the-shelf therapies. Most people think of cell therapies, like CAR-T for cancer, as incredibly complex and personalized. What's changing?
The model is being completely re-engineered. The first wave was autologous therapy. We take a patient's own cells, ship them to a specialized facility, genetically engineer them, and ship them back. It's effective, but it's a logistical nightmare, taking weeks and costing hundreds of thousands of dollars per patient.
It's bespoke manufacturing, one patient at a time. So what's the alternative?
The alternative is allogeneic therapy, which is truly off the shelf. We use cells from a healthy pre-screened donor. From a single donation, we can create a master cell bank of induced pluripotent stem cells, or iPSCs. These iPSCs can be grown indefinitely and then directed to become any cell type we need, creating potentially thousands of standardized, quality-controlled doses that can be frozen, stored, and shipped to hospitals globally for immediate use.
So this moves cell therapy from a custom service to a manufactured product. How does this affect U.S. and European manufacturers who have invested heavily in the autologous model?
It's a critical threat and an opportunity. Companies like Fate Therapeutics and Vertex are already deep into iPSC-derived therapies. The competitive requirement is now shifting from managing complex patient-specific logistics to mastering large-scale, consistent GMP bioprocessing. This means investment in automation, closed system bioreactors, and AI-driven quality control. Manufacturers must pivot to these industrialized platforms or risk being left with an obsolete, high-cost process.
And for trading companies and distributors in this space?
The supply chain model changes radically. It's less about coordinating a single patient's treatment journey and more about managing a global cold chain for a standardized biological product. This opens up opportunities for new partnerships with specialized contract development and manufacturing organizations, or CDMOs. We're seeing new players like NuCell Bio launching specifically to bridge this gap from lab discovery to GMP-compliant manufacturing at scale.
So what's the actionable insight for an executive this week?
You must critically evaluate your manufacturing strategy. The industry is standardizing on allogeneic platforms. If you don't have a clear path to scalable, off-the-shelf production, you need one now. That means deciding whether to build this capability in-house, acquire it, or secure long-term capacity with a leading CDMO partner like Catalent or Resilience. The window to make these strategic decisions is closing.
Okay, so manufacturing is moving towards mass-produced off-the-shelf cells. But I'm also hearing about an even more radical leap, therapies that skip the manufacturing lab altogether. Troy, what is in vivo gene editing?
It's the next paradigm. If ex vivo therapy is editing cells in a lab, in vivo therapy is editing them directly inside the patient's body. The therapy is no longer the cells themselves, but the molecular machinery that does the editing, delivered as a one-time injection.
The body becomes its own bioreactor. That sounds like science fiction. How close is it?
It's already in late-stage clinical trials. Seattle-based Umota Biopharma just initiated phase 1 trials for UBVV400, an in vivo CAR-T therapy for B-cell cancers. It delivers the genetic payload directly to T-cells within the patient, turning them into cancer fighters. This bypasses the entire complex cell extraction and reinfusion process that even the allogeneic model requires.
So this could make even the new off-the-shelf cell factories obsolete before they're even fully built out. What would this mean for manufacturers in the U.S. and Europe?
It represents another fundamental pivot in manufacturing expertise. The challenge is no longer about cell culture, but about producing the delivery vehicle at scale. Right now, that means things like viral vectors, or more promisingly, targeted lipid nanoparticles, or LNPs. This is a technology where precision chemistry and material science are paramount. Companies like Create Medicines are partnering with academic leaders like Monash University specifically to develop LNPs that can deliver a payload to a specific cell type inside the body.
What should trading companies be looking for here?
The value chain shifts. Distributors need to understand the nuances of these delivery platforms. The company with the best delivery technology might be a more valuable partner than the one with the editing tool itself. Market timing is critical. These therapies are still a few years from approval, but the manufacturing partnerships, like the one between Taysha and Catalent for AAV vector production, are being locked in now.
And the actionable insight for executives?
Pay as much attention to the delivery system as the therapeutic payload. The winners in the in vivo space will be those who solve the problem of getting the editor to the right cells safely and efficiently. Executives should be tracking the clinical data from pioneers like Umoja, Intellia Therapeutics, and Verve Therapeutics, whose in vivo candidate recently showed a 62% reduction in cholesterol. This is the future, and the underlying technology is being validated right now.
This all points to a hyper-advanced, high-tech future, which has so far been led by the U.S. and Europe. But our hook for this show was about a competitive shockwave coming from Asia. Troy, tell us about what's happening in China and India.
This is arguably the most strategic development this week. On January 2, 2025, China's NMPA gave conditional approval to a therapy called Reboxing. It's the country's first approved mesenchymal stem cell therapy. The key fact, it's being launched at what BioInformat calls a fraction of global pricing.
A fraction of the price? That's a direct challenge. Is the quality comparable?
The data suggests it is, and it's not an isolated case. In India, a company called ImmunoAct is producing a CAR-T therapy, NexCAR19. Real-world data from the largest CAR-T dataset in India shows a 98% minimal residual disease negativity rate. That is an elite, world-class efficacy number, directly comparable to Western therapies that cost between $300,000 and $500,000. ImmunoAct is delivering it at a profoundly lower cost.
How does this specifically affect U.S. and European manufacturers?
It introduces immediate and severe price pressure. The long-held assumption that these advanced therapies are inherently high cost is being dismantled. Western manufacturers now face a stark choice: either radically re-engineer their processes for extreme cost efficiency, or seed the market for current generation therapies and focus exclusively on the next frontier, like in vivo treatments, where they still have a lead. They must also recognize that Chinese CDMOs like Porton Advanced, which just secured a commercial manufacturing license, are now global competitors for contract manufacturing.
For Western trading and distribution companies, this must look like a huge opportunity, but also a risk.
Precisely. It opens up new global sourcing possibilities for lower-cost, high-quality cell therapies. But this comes with significant diligence requirements. Companies must navigate complex issues of intellectual property, ensure consistent quality control from overseas partners, and manage the geopolitical risks inherent in shifting a critical healthcare supply chain to Asia.
What is the single most important action a Western executive should take in response to this news?
They must immediately benchmark their cost of goods sold against these new Asian competitors. The era of cost-plus pricing for cell therapies is ending. Executives need a clear and explicit strategy for Asia. Is it a market to sell into, a region of low-cost competitors to defend against, or a source of potential manufacturing partners? Standing still is not an option.
A lot of ground covered this week, Troy. Let's bring it all together. What are the three key strategic takeaways for our listeners?
First, the industrialization of cell therapy is here.
The transition from complex, patient-specific models to scalable, off-the-shelf products is the new baseline for competition. If your manufacturing strategy is not built around this, you are already falling behind. The immediate action is to secure scalable manufacturing capacity, either in-house or through strategic partnerships.
Second,
the future is editing inside the body. In vivo gene editing will eventually replace most ex vivo cell therapies. It simplifies the product down to a single injection, fundamentally changing the entire manufacturing and delivery ecosystem. The recommended action is to track the clinical progress of the leaders in vivo delivery systems, particularly targeted lipid nanoparticles. The delivery tech is where the value will accrue.
And the final, most urgent takeaway?
The Asian cost disruption has begun. China and India are proving that world-class regenerative medicines can be produced at a fraction of the Western cost. This is not a future threat. It is happening now. The action for executives is clear. Analyze our cost structure against these new benchmarks and develop a concrete geopolitical strategy for how your business will compete, partner, or source from Asia.
A powerful set of directives for a rapidly changing industry. That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. Troy, thank you for the analysis.
A pleasure, Susie.
And thank you for listening to Troy Technical Intelligence. To ensure you don't miss next week's analysis of the forces shaping your business, be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Join us next week for your strategic advantage.